Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. We find in the Scriptures that the Lord prayed for the Apostle Peter. The Lord Jesus prayed for the Apostle Peter, according to Luke 22:32, as he had told Peter that Satan had desired to sift him as wheat, but he says, I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. So he knew the weaknesses of the Apostle Peter. Not only did he know Peter's limitations, but he also knew of Satan's occupation, and that was to try to sift Peter. He was focusing upon Peter. Now that the Lord, of course, and look at this today, the situations that we encounter, the Peter having been elevated to a place which he did not occupy. Peter in the Scriptures had a mother-in-law, and in order to have a mother-in-law, man has to have a wife. And The Gospel according to Mark tells us that the Lord Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. Mark 1:29, and forthwith, when they were come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John, but Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her, and he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. So the devil, of course, would focus upon the Apostle Peter. The Lord said he was praying for Peter, that Peter's faith would not fail. Now, also, he knew the purpose for which he would have Peter to minister. He has a focus and he has a plan for everyone whom he calls into the ministry. Also, we have seen that he has a purpose and a plan for everyone who is a part of the body of Christ. And the Lord tells us in the Gospel according to John, chapter 17, that he prayed for those who would believe on the Lord because of the testimony of the apostles. And so in turn, because of that, you and I, those of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the Lord had us in mind. He was praying for us. So we are surrounded by prayer, and we are to take that example, and we are to pray for others. Since the Lord prayed, and he prayed knowing the motives of Satan. Now we have the record of what Satan is doing. The Apostle Peter did write that we are to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, who seeking whom he may devour. Now how are we to do that? Are we to arm ourselves with swords and sticks and guns and knives and all other kinds of things, weapons made with the hands of men, and being vigilant? What is it that we can do that will help us to be on guard and to be victorious against this vicious foe, this hateful foe, as the devil? The Lord said, Satan has desired to sift you, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when one's faith fails, then that one becomes easier game for the devil. So how are we to do this? The Lord said he prayed for Peter. How are we to be in a place to help our brethren? We are to pray for them. We are to pray for ourselves. How else can you be sober, be vigilant? We can be proclaiming the word. Can you get on the weight bench and start pumping iron to build up yourself to be strong against the devil? No. The Lord has left us the example. We do so in much prayer, calling out to the Lord, looking to him. The victory is ours through him. He does the fighting. We do the trusting. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.